Now, chumbada, 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 Fidoli, 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 Fidoli. Now, say it again. Chumbara,
Chumbala,
Chumbara,
Chumbala,
Fidoli,
Fidoli,
Chalbersky,
Chalbersky,
and Chumbara,
Chumbara,
Chumbara, Chumbara, Chumbada, 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 woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind 75 stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing with joy in my heart. Stayed on freedom. Singing with joy in my heart. Where are my singers? You know that part? Stayed on freedom. Where are my singers? Mm-hmm. In my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody now will turn me around, 'cause I'm stayed on justice. Nobody now will turn me round, 'cause I'm stayed on justice. Nobody now will turn me around, I'm stayed on justice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What's that part? Hallelujah, we got a new part. Oh, we're gonna walk, 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 walk with my mind on freedom. Walk, 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 walk with my mind on freedom. We're gonna walk, 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 walk. We're gonna be stayed on freedom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're gonna walk again.
We're gonna walk, 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 walk.
We're gonna walk, walk with my mind on freedom. We're gonna walk,
walk, walk, walk.
We're gonna walk, walk with my mind on Jesus.
We're gonna walk,
walk.
We're gonna walk,
walk and keep it straight on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I woke up this morning with my
mind straight on Jesus.
I woke up this morning with my
mind freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind on freedom. Hallelujah.
Let's walk a little bit more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, a little more.
We're gonna walk,
walk.
We're gonna walk,
walk.
We're gonna walk, walk with my mind on freedom. Walk,
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 walk.
Walk with my mind on freedom. I'm gonna walk,
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 straight on freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Morning. If you haven't found your place, will you please find it now and sit down?
I feel like a stewardess on an airplane. We simply can't take off till you're in place. All right, our work this morning, which we'll try to do as quickly as possible, is to do some of the work we could not finish last night. So the first thing I'd like to have you do, remember how last night when we went to work, the tables were still covered with dishes? How great you were about simply picking them up and moving? We're going to do the same thing this morning. We're going to pick up from last night in that same spirit and continue. So do you have your drawings from last night? They're gone. That's unfortunate. We get to start again then. So will you put the paper across the table? If you want to leave that white tablecloth there, that's fine. It's just a paper tablecloth. You can, you don't have to. Get your crayons out. When you have that done, if you could sit back down, we'll start. All right. I'm going to ask something that we had not planned on this morning, but I feel a need to do it, and I think most of us do. I'm going to ask us to spend a collective silent period where in the company of your table group, you can witness each other being quiet and thinking silently, either with your crayon or your pencil, for 5 minutes. Think about last night. Think about what you need to do for today. At the end of that 5 minutes, we will spend five quiet minutes sharing a bit of that with each other. And then we will move on with the morning program. One last comment. Some of you are not comfortable with these crayons. That's why we've put some markers in there for you. Another way of handling that might be to figure out how to make yourself comfortable with it. Could you make a barrier of a scrap of paper to protect your clothing? So be creative about that. All right? I'll start the time now. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you when it's up. But let's have absolute quiet. Or anything that came up for you from last night. There may not be time for everyone to share at this time. We will have another talking circle later on today. At that time, we will be tearing out parts of this paper. So you will have more time to do drawing and writing on the paper. So please take 5 minutes now and share around your table. Aruna will now talk to you about a tradition of centering from her culture. If you could give your attention to the center stage.
I was very happy to see in the worship the centering on the red dot, because I come from a culture where the red dot was basically a symbol of decoration of Indian women, just like you wear lipstick. Indian women from centuries ago wore a red dot on their forehead as a sign of beauty. The missionary movement came and told us that you cannot have a red dot on the forehead because that's where the sign of the cross is put. And Christians were not allowed to use the red dot. And as a student, it was my sign of protest against the missionary movement. When I was in the student Christian movement, I wore the red dot and I have always worn it. It is a very beautiful symbol because when you go into the temple or even when you visit a home, you're normally offered vermilion powder, which you take and keep on your forehead as a symbol of having been in the presence of the divine. So very clearly the divine is not only in the temple, the divine is everywhere, in homes, wherever people are. And so its significance is very important. Of course, patriarchal Brahminical Hinduism did distort the red dot. So there are some horror stories around it, and I think it's good for us to know that also. It was said that when men went to war, if they came back victorious, they brought the blood of the enemy and put it on their wife's forehead as a symbol of victory. And if there was no blood on the wife's forehead, it meant that the man had been vanquished. But that is definitely not the original intention of the red dot. I think it is a beautiful symbol of how we always are conscious of the divine in each other. And we bow to the divine as you have done in the worship yesterday with the namaste, which is a symbol of bowing to the divine in the other person. Thank you. Somebody forgot to tell us, so we don't have any red powder with us, which I wish we had. But if you could just take the red crayon and if you rub it a bit, then it becomes soft and then you can put the red dot on your forehead.
Tis the ancestors' breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never, never left. The dead are not under the earth. They are in the rustling trees. They are in the groaning woods. They are in the crying grass. They are in the moaning rocks. The dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things and to beings. Listen more often to things and to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never, never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the wailing child. They are with us in the home. They are with us in the crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the waters.
If you are comfortable, I would invite you to close your eyes and let these words fall within you and settle where they will. Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
It is easier to gaze into the sun than into the face of the mystery of God. Such is its beauty and its radiance, Hildegard of Bingen.
God, I could push the grass apart and lay my finger on thy heart. Edna St. Vincent Millay.
Hagar says, you are a God who sees. Usted es un Dios que ve.
Near my God to thee, near to thee, Sarah Flower Adams.
Until I am essentially united with God, I can never have full rest or real happiness. Julian of Norwich.
Home is the definition of God. Emily Dickinson.
Sarah says, God has given me cause to laugh, and all who hear of it will laugh with me. El Señor me ha dado causa de reír, y todos que escuchan reirán conmigo.
I cannot walk an inch without trying to walk to God, Ann Sexton.
How much did I hear of religion as a child? Very little. And yet my heart leaped when I heard the name of God. I do believe every soul has a tendency toward God. Dorothy Day.
Destiny doesn't exist. It is God we need, and fast. Adelia Prado.
Miriam, the prophetess, with tambourine in hand, sang, "Sing to God who is covered with glory." Con tamborina en mano, canten al Señor que se ha cubierto en gloria.
God is not indifferent to your need. You have 1,000 prayers, but God has one. Anne Sexton.
God is a God of loving kindness. Anne Rothby.
The soul is kissed by God in its innermost regions. Hildegard of Bingen.
Ruth says, "I will go where you go and stay where you stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Iré a donde usted va, me quedaré en donde se quede. Su pueblo será mi pueblo."
I found God in myself and I loved her. I loved her fiercely.
Into Sake Shange.
As truly as God is our father, so truly is God our mother. Julian of Norwich.
She makes everything possible. Helen Reddy.
Esther says, "O God, hear the voice of those in despair and deliver me from my fear. Señor, escuche la voz de los desamparados y guárdeme de mis temores."
It isn't that I believe God is dead, but God is so silent, has been for so long, and is so hidden. I take it as a sign I must watch in other places, or simply tend my small fires until the end. Mary Virginia Micah.
New gods arise when they are needed. Josephine Johnson.
Judith says, "Our God is a God who crushes wars, who encamps in the midst of the people. Nuestro Señor aplasta las guerras y se encampa dentro su pueblo."
Just as a circle embraces all that is within it, so does the Godhead embrace all. No one has the power to divide this circle, to surpass it, or to limit it. Hildegard of Bingen.
Mary says, "My being proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit exalts in God my liberator."
Listen, God loves everything you love, and a mess of stuff you dump. But more than anything else, God loves admiration. I think it pisses God off if you walk by the color purple in a field somewhere and you don't notice it. Alice Walker.
Why must God be a noun? Why not a verb? The most active and dynamic of all. Mary Daly.
Wisdom says, "Wisdom is luminous and never tarnished. She willingly lets herself be seen by those who love her and known by those who look for her. she comes first to meet those who seek her. Sabiduría es luminoso y no se mancha, y se enfrenta a los que la buscan.
Who is your God?
Who is your God? What does your God sound like?
Sound like.
Taste like.
Taste like.
Look like.
Look like.
Taste. Name God. Tell each other at table.
Name.
Reimagine your God.
Imagine.
Name.
Tell.
In image.
Tell
God.
Name.
Name
God.
I don't think the mics are on.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Dream a vision, share the wisdom.
be